Yeah, the boss of the Sydney Thunder is Nick Cummins. They've got to go back. They're trying to go back to back
in both
the BBL and the WBBL. So there's a bit of pressure. You've gone from being the hunter to the hunted. Good morning, Nick.
Yeah, good morning. Things have certainly changed from when I first started.
And that's a good thing, quite obviously. There's so much going on around it. Let's start with the big topic of yesterday, Christmas Day, cricket on Christmas Day. I presume, look, if they're going to do it, they'll be looking at Melbourne and Sydney as the big markets to do it. What are your thoughts on it, Nick?
Yeah, I think when that was first floated, I really sort of took me by surprise. It was suggested by Cricket Australia. I sort of hadn't thought about it. We did a little bit of research into it because I was sort of thinking, well, who'd want to go and see the cricket on Christmas Day or, you know, Christmas night. But, you know, looking at cinema attendances, it's probably the second biggest day for cinema attendances behind Boxing Day. So there's obviously a lot of families out there who are looking at things to do together.
Yeah, they are. Look, I'm a bit of a supporter. At night time, on Christmas night, after you've had all the turkey, the ham, get you out of driving across town to go to the mother-in-law's house, take the kids to the cricket.
Yeah, so
your word's not mine. Your word's
well,
not mine.
Look, mate, can I ask you, terrific that you're defending those titles as well, and don't forget the women's Big Bash gets underway this weekend. But, Nick, what's the story with Andre Russell so far?
Yeah, well, at the moment, Andre Russell faces charges of filing failure, which is not keeping his diary up to date as to where he is for drug testers. So we're waiting for the results. In terms of whether he's guilty or not guilty. If he's found guilty, he could be suspended for up to 2 years.
Right.
We believe, you know, following the case pretty closely, that he's got a pretty sound defence, but look, you just never know. So we should find out very soon. We've got a player lined up as his replacement if he is found guilty, but we obviously hope that that's not the case.
From what I understand, two of the three, he was actually playing for the West Indies at the time. So, just out of interest, who's the player, Nick?
I can't tell you at the moment.
We'd like the exclusive.
It's secret. Well, we can't sign him yet. Unless Andre's suspended, we can't sign him. So we don't want to give it away because it's a bit of a coup. He'll be a very high-profile player.
Oh,
which country?
One of the ones that plays cricket.
Well, that's narrowed it down. It's ruled out about 240.
No, it's ruled out about 194. I think there's 204 countries. Obviously, Darren Lehman was doing handstands with the performance of Pat Cummins in the ODI the other night. I reckon you were next in line with that too, Nick. Very exciting about getting him back on the field.
Definitely, yeah. We were really looking forward to him coming back this year. We missed him last year, and he'll be like a new signing for us. Obviously, he's part of the title win, so hopefully he can be part of the title defence.
Yeah, obviously. And the interest level in the women's Big Bash, Nick, how do you measure that? What do you expect this weekend?
Look, I think the main thing that the WBBL is up and running for is to create a visible pathway for girls so that they can see that, you know, cricket is a game for girls as well as boys. So we don't tend to worry so much about attendances and TV ratings. Having said that, we were really surprised last year by the support that it got, particularly on television. We'll see. We're pretty open in terms of what crowd we'll get. It looks like the weather's going to be pretty good at North Sydney Oval. So, yeah, just really looking forward to it. I mean, the feedback we've had has been terrific, and obviously it put a rocket under the AFL for them to get their AFL Women's League up and running after they saw the impact of the WBBL.
Yeah.
Well, they're some of the best paid female sports women in the country that play in a team, especially with the new CBO that's being done at the moment as well. Just on that, Stefani Taylor was a superstar for you guys. She's back again. Is that right, Nick?
Big hitter.
Yeah, she arrived yesterday.
Okay.
From the West Indies. So, yeah, she's back. She's currently ranked number one batter in the world, and can really bomb them. So we're really looking forward to her back at the top of the order.
She is a power hitter, there's no doubt. We're lucky enough to be chatting with Nick Cummins, who's the general manager of the Sydney Thunder. Shane Watson, that's a little bit of a setback as well, Nick, isn't it, with his calf?
Yeah, it was. He had a bit of calf tightness from over in New Zealand, so we rested him for the first game, and he felt good for the second game, but just went in the third over. It's a fairly minor strain, but we're being conservative. It's a long campaign, and we don't want him to push it into himself again and, you know, be out for the whole season. You know, you get a three-week injury during the season and that's your season gone.
Yeah, that's right.
But Mike Hussey was there at the time, and as he said to me, he said, look, no successful campaign goes without a hitch. So we'll take his advice. He's played a lot of cricket. But yeah, a little bit of a setback, but we've got a very strong squad, so I think we've got a cover of it.
You sign Shane Watson, you expect that though, don't you? You almost factor it in, Nick.
Look, I think any player who's in their 30s, you have to take that into account. So, you know, with Mike Hussey and Jacques Callis, they missed games as well over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a very explosive form of cricket, and soft tissue injuries are always a challenge. But, you know, Shane played every game last year, so we got the full 10 games out of him. He was one of the few players to play all games. So it's kind of swings and roundabouts, I guess. But, yeah, we'll monitor the situation. It's not too bad. But at the same time, yeah, we don't want to aggravate it.
Just on that, no Mike Hussey this year on the field. So who fills into that leadership role that he did so well last year?
Well, Shane was going to be captain, obviously.
Yeah. No Usman either with the tests?
Yeah, that's right. So it was going to be Shane. We'll have a chat about it tomorrow and make a decision. We've still got some very good leaders. Obviously, we have Owen Morgan, who captains England. We've got Ben Rohrer, who's, you know, been a stalwart for New South Wales and it's been great for the Thunder. And even a couple of the other young guys, Curtis Patterson and Chris Green, are very impressive leaders too. So we've still got a strong leadership group. And I think Watto and Paddy Upton, our coach, will make that decision on Saturday.
Nick, it's the expected growth, and the Big Bash has been an outstanding success, and more growth expected. What do your research tell you about this season coming up? How much higher are the expectations about figures, both through the gate and TV and revenues?
Well, certainly, if ticket sales are any indication, then we're set for our biggest season yet. Our ticket sales at the moment are double what they were at the same time last year. So we've only got 3,000 tickets left to sell for the derby on the 20th. So I'd say to your listeners, if they're interested in coming, now would be the time to buy a ticket.
Absolutely.
So we weather permitting, I think we've got a very good chance for all four of our games at Spotless Stadium to be at capacity.
What is capacity at Spotless?
It's about, for us, it's about 22,000.
22.
Once you take out the seats for the sight screen.
Yep.
So, yeah, 22. Yeah, we've been talking to the government, the Royal Agricultural Society, who owns Spotless Stadium, about expanding the stadium in time for the World T20, which is coming up in 2020. So hopefully we can get it to, you know, sort of 28, 30. Yeah.
Fantastic, Nick. So there you go. If you want to get there on December 20 with the crosstown rivals clashing at Spotless Stadium, get in now. Only 3,000 tickets are left. Nick, thanks so much for your time. Just, sorry, mate, when do you expect to hear about Andre Russell? When do you think a final decision?
They said 2 to 3 weeks. 2 weeks was last Friday.
Right.
3 weeks is today. So this is the West Indies, though. They do work at a different pace to Australia. So we were hoping this week.
Right.
Which is getting a bit tight. Andre's in Bangladesh at the moment, so we may be in a position where he is in Australia when we find out.
Right, okay.
But I would expect any day now.
All right, good on you. Nick, thank you so much for your time, mate. We thank you very much, and good luck with it all, including the kickoff. Don't forget North Sydney Oval with the Women's Big Bash this weekend.
Yep.
And then the big one, December 20, to start the season there at Spotless. Thanks again, Nick.
Terrific. Thanks for your support.
Nick Cummins there from the Sydney Thunder playing out of Spotless Stadium.
Yeah, they will be $7 fourth favourites to win. The Stars, they always start the favourite, $4.50. The Scorchers, $6.50, along with the Renegades. The Sixers, $7.50. Strikers, $8. Brisbane Heat, $9. And the Hurricanes are $11 outsiders.